The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So let me get right into this thing. Again, we want to welcome our YouTube audience. We want to welcome our Facebook audience. I don't know yet if we'll put this on podcast, but nevertheless, we've warned for quite some time now that that we would not be around on Facebook forever. As you guys know, Facebook, along with other social media outlets such as Twitter, even Instagram and other ones, have slowly been removing certain pages from their social media platforms. Some of these have been given warnings, and then eventually, gradually, they would be removed. Or one night, they may wake up, they go to get on their page, and they find that their page is completely gone. So having said that, this is why we urged, and I spoke to my behind the scenes tech guy who runs, he's the guts of the End Time Headlines website, runs everything behind the scenes. He's been working with us for several months regarding the app. We've spent a lot of time, money, and developing these apps to be able for this purpose tonight, what I'm about to announce to you. So as of tonight, we officially now have the End Time Headlines app. It is available on Android. And by the way, all the links are right there on Facebook Live under the description. You're going to see where it says Android. You'll see a link. You can click on that link. It's going to take you there and you can download the app. And now it's available on iOS. So all of our Apple people that's been waiting and looking for this, it is now available on iOS. The problem, but we do have some hiccups with the iOS app. There's a couple glitches. One is the push notifications are not working correctly, whereas when we release a breaking news alert or whatever, it's not coming, it's not generating that. But we, as of tonight, they're going to be working on that. I suspect probably tomorrow they'll get, if not all these glitches worked out, at least half of them worked out. And by the end, by the time Wednesday gets here, they should have all this done. Now, why is this important? Here's why it's important. Because Facebook has, they're cracking down on many conservative pages, ulterior news pages, blog pages, news outlets, whatever the case may be. It's an ulterior, alternative, rather, source. And many of these are being, they're just being taken out off the platform, removed completely. So I, by the grace of God, our ministry has been on Facebook for 10 years. Now, how long it will remain on this platform, on Facebook, on YouTube, you guys listen on YouTube, I don't know. I can't predict that. But we do know, we operate, we know out of discernment that I see the writing on the wall. I see it, I'm observing it, and this is why I am imploring you. If you're watching this broadcast, I see a lot of people on here tonight watching this live. Please, you've either got to have an iOS or an Android phone. The app is absolutely free. It does not cost you anything. Go in the link description that is provided there on the description of Facebook. Find your category. It's either Android or Apple. Click on that, download that app, get the app. If you're watching by YouTube, go to the Apple App Store, the iOS App Store. Just click, if you type in End Time Headlines, it's going to show up. You're going to see it. If you're on Android, you go to the Android Play Store, I believe it's what it's called. You just, again, type in End Time Headlines, search down, look for our official ETH logo. You will find it there, and please download the app. Now, as a secondary option, I want you to go to the main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Let me say that again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's our main landing page. That's our main website. When you go to the page, let me pull it up here on my laptop because I want to see what you're seeing. If you're watching, if you're looking from a laptop perspective, when it pulls up, you're going to see at the very top in the description bar at the top, or the navigation bar, you're going to see a little place where it says subscribe. If you'll click on that, enter your email address. Again, it's a free subscription. Enter your email or your email address, and you'll get one daily digest sent to your inbox, just one a day. That's it. And they'll have all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. With that, you'll be able to get whenever we release a new podcast, it's all going to come there. And also, on if for whatever reason you don't want to get the app and you want to follow us on our main website, either by bookmarking it or subscribing to it, you're going to see a place where you can subscribe to push notifications. And what this is going to do is, again, when we release a new headline or some breaking news, it's going to alert you. It's going to give you a notification. Now, the downfall on the desktop version of this, if you've got an Apple iOS phone, you're not going to get that. Now, you will on our phone, on our mobile app, if you download that, once we get that working and fix it. Again, we will have that working quickly. So this is important that we do this. Why? You say, why is this important? Because, again, if you look up one day and our page is gone, End Time Headlines Facebook page is gone, it doesn't mean we're gone. It doesn't mean our ministry shut down. It doesn't mean that we have closed the doors and shut everything down. No, we're still going to keep going. We're still going to use what we've got and what the Lord has provided us with. Now, that goes for YouTube as well. If you're watching by YouTube, we don't know how long we'll be on YouTube. But there is alternate options, and we will inform you as those options come available. And we're working on that behind the scenes right now to make contingency plans just in the event that this happens. Now, for all you guys that you've got to have a social media outlet. You just got to have one, and you don't know how you could go on without Facebook. We've got an alternative for you. Our ministry page is also on another alternative social media outlet called, you know, you may want to write this down. I should have put this up in the description link, but this is real easy to remember. USA, as in the United States of America, USA.life. Let me say that again. USA.life. In fact, I don't know if it'll let me see if I can type this in here, if it'll let me right here. USA.life. All right, so you see that right there? USA.life under the live Facebook stream. Go to USA.life, click on there, and this website is beautiful. They do a wonderful job, and it was created by Christians and conservatives. And our main website is on there, End Time Headlines. You just go up there to the search bar and type in End Time Headlines, and you're going to find us. And it looks just like Facebook. It operates like it. You can chat on there. You can comment on there. Every article that we share it also on USA.life. Some of you guys didn't know that. So again, we have been working on contingency plans. This is not something that's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. What are we going to do? We've been caught off guard. No, we've been making preparations for a long time to do this. That's a good question. Let me see. Let me go over here and type this in. USA.life. Somebody's asking, is it USA.life? I'm pulling it up right now. When I go into my search bar and search and type it in USA.life, it automatically brings it up. You should be able to see that. Abby, who's asking that. So let me know if that works for you. Again, right there, USA.life. That's our social media. There was other ones that we tried. I think it was MeWe we tried, and then we tried another one that we tried, and it didn't flow good. We didn't like it, but this one I really like. This is a great alternative to Facebook if you got to have a social media fix, an outlet, alternative. Now, I want to clarify this, okay? Because every single time, inevitably, when we Now, see, here we go right here. Somebody's already, William, this is for you, brother, because I knew this was going to be asked, because this is asked all the time. So everybody listen up real quick that you guys are hopping on here. I want you to repeat this after me. End Time Headlines is not leaving Facebook, all right, on our own will. All right, so I want everybody to know that. We're not coming on here saying, oh, I heard Brother Ricky got on Facebook tonight, and he said that he's leaving Facebook. End Time Headlines is leaving Facebook. Nope, that's not what I said. What we are saying, I know everybody's, there's people coming on here late, and this is a little bit, I don't want to drag this out. I'm just reiterating for the folks that are the latecomers. If you're just jumping on again, in the event that Facebook removes End Time Headlines from its platform, we have alternatives already set up. Again, if you're just joining us, we have the Android app, we have the iOS app. Both are available on both platforms. The main website, of course, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. We're still on Twitter as long as we can. We're still on Instagram as long as we can get on there, stay on there. But the Facebook alternative, if you like the flow, the look, the style, the whole shebang of Facebook, USA.life. You guys look in the comment section. I put it up or I typed it in. USA.life. Click on there. Look and go into the search bar. You got to sign up an account, obviously. When you do that, look for End Time Headlines. Search it in. It's going to look identical to, it's going to look like a replica of the Facebook End Time Headlines Facebook page. Just click on it. You're going to see it. And you're going to see everything we post on Facebook. You're going to see it over on USA.life. So, again, these are contingency plans. All right, our podcast is going to remain. Our YouTube channel is going to be there as long as we can. Now, you say, well, Brother Ricky, what are you going to do if YouTube removes, for all you guys on YouTube, if that gets removed, then we have an alternative. I don't want to announce that right now, but what we'll probably end up doing is when we go live and stream, obviously we won't be able to do it from Facebook, but we're going to stream live from our website. So it'll be directly from our website. Now, I'm not sure. I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure. Let me check something here while I'm on here. I don't know if you can stream live. I'm not seeing the option on USA.life to broadcast live. So at this point, it looks like we're going to have to rely on a video streaming from our main website. And again, we won't leave you in the dark. We'll keep you up to date. We'll keep you updated on those transitions as we make those. If we need to do that, that's what we'll do. Because there's, let's just face it, guys, there's other talk radio hosts and different ones that have been removed. And I don't want to name any names here, but certain broadcasters and people that, if I name names, many people would know, but they were completely removed from all social media platforms. Well, guess what? They're still there and they're still operating and they're still continuing to do what they're doing. They're just doing it from their website. And if that's what we got to do, that's what we got to do. And we'll just stream live from our website. So I've already discussed this with our tech guy. These are things that we're getting in the works and making this. So we're doing all this, guys, because we're going to keep going. End Time Headlines as a ministry is going to keep functioning. We're going to keep operating. We're going to keep pressing on. And one thing's for certain, I thought about this the other day, with all this crazy stuff going on right now and with physical churches being shut down for a period of time, and it looks like, and let me say this real quick before I say this, since I've got a lot of you guys on here. You guys know we were one of the states where all the kids got taken out of school. They're being pulled out of school. So my oldest, my youngest is only 4, so he's not in school. My oldest, he's 11, so he got pulled out of school. So they're going to be here for a while. It looks like we're not talking about a couple weeks. We're talking about, they're saying up to, it could be 2 months. Now, don't freak out. We're going to talk about that tomorrow on our podcast. So having said that, the good thing about this is we're going to take advantage of this. Because we're not a brick and mortar church. This is what we've done. This is our bread and butter. This is how our ministry is operated. We have reached a whole unreached group of people that don't attend a brick and mortar church, or maybe you do attend a brick and mortar church, and this ministry has just been an extended blessing to you. Nevertheless, I suspect that our viewership is going to grow tremendously because of the circumstances that we're in. And you know what? I believe that God knew exactly what he was doing at a time such as this. So we're going to take advantage of that. And being that my oldest son is out of school this week, that's going to free me up. So I am planning on this whole week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Lord willing, we're going to try to knock out 5 podcast broadcasts this week. So we're going to come out tomorrow. We're going to talk about the latest craziness with everything. I really wanted to do this tonight, but I don't want to do it because it's the weekend. And I just want a break from the coronavirus. Is anybody, can I get a witness, somebody? Is anybody else tired of, you know, I just want to go outside, enjoy the weather, enjoy the fresh air, enjoy nature. You know, we were talking about this tonight at dinner time. We said, you know, before they quarantine us all to our house, which I believe it's coming soon, possibly by the end of this week. I want to go out and go hiking or go to the zoo or go on a walking trail. I want to just get up in nature, get up in the mountains, get up in the woods, away from people and all that mess, and just enjoy it while we can. Because if what we're seeing in Italy is coming our way, then guys, listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you're like me, I get cabin fever. And I don't like being stuck indoors. I don't, even if I have to drive around, we used to call it a Sunday drive. Come on. Some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. The old folks used to just take a Sunday drive, just roll down the windows, enjoy the nice air. But guys, if we go down a full lockdown like Italy and like they're doing, I believe they're doing it in France. They did it in China. They're doing it in Spain. If that comes over here, which a lot of these experts are saying it is, then that's just not going to be possible. Will we be able to come over our house? Yes, but you have to stay in the perimeters of your yard. Now, there's some folks that are going to love this because they don't like social activities. They don't like people. They don't like going out places. They don't like grocery shopping. They're hermits. They like staying on their front porch and just watching traffic go by and gossiping about the neighbors or just watching TV all day, watching their soap opera. So if that's you, you're going to love it. But for people like me, not so much. So I'm going to try to enjoy, and that's why I didn't want to talk about this tonight. And I am talking about it. But nevertheless, this whole week, coming up, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're going to talk about tomorrow. Our lineup is we're going to talk about this more in detail. What's going on, the latest, what we could be expecting, what we might be seeing by the end of the week. Then Tuesday, I'm going to answer a question the best of my ability. This is a question I got asked. Is this the judgment of God? We're going to dig into that a little bit deeper. I'm going to try to bring a really balanced approach to that. So I really don't want you to miss that. Then we'll probably have a prayer time on Wednesday. Maybe do a devotion, do some prayer time. Then on Thursday, we'll do another podcast. And we'll talk about the coronavirus, to be honest with you, probably. Because by the time Thursday gets here, I suspect that the severity of this, we pray that it don't. But it's going to get, you know, it's going to just keep progressing. The good news, let me leave you with some good news, guys. The good news is From the ministry perspective, we've got our app up and going on iOS now and Android. There are some bugs to work out with the iOS. We're going to get those worked out hopefully by tonight. By the time tomorrow comes, we'll have all that worked out. That's what I'm praying and hoping for. Now, but there's either way, it's not major stuff. We're just little hiccups with that. But we've got that out there. That's the good news. The good news is Jesus is still on the throne. None of this has caught him off guard. He's not nervous. He's not laying off angels in heaven. He's not having to take out a loan from heaven to try to keep the economy of heaven afloat. He's not biting his nails. God is on the throne. He's still in control. And one of our podcasts this week, and we may do this one on Tuesday. Matter of fact, that's what I'll probably do is Tuesday. I'm going to show you again where I believe we are biblically, what this means, where we're heading. So we got a whole lineup this week on podcasts. So don't miss this. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. So before we close this broadcast, what are you going to do? You're going to download the app. All right, iOS or Android. You're either the Apple, your team Apple, or your team Android. Either way, it's free. There's no excuses why you can't get the app. Well, I don't like those push notifications. Turn them off. Because here's the deal. Again, guys, here's the deal. If we get removed from Facebook, then I want you to be able to keep up with this. And you're going to have the app in your hand. You've got three options here. The main website, the app, and if you got to have social media, we're on USA.life. There's no excuse. You're going to keep up with us. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep plowing. We're going to keep doing the work of the ministry until the Lord finds it fit for us to end this, to finish our race in Jesus' name. So we love you guys. God bless you. Let me pray for you real quick before we get off here. I don't know. We've got many people representing many states and even different countries coming on here tonight. So I want to pray a prayer of protection over you tonight before we end this particular broadcast. You know what? We'll go ahead and put this on the podcast as well. So again, all you podcasters, you've heard all the information. Please go get our app, download our app, go to our main website. If you want to follow us on social media, we're still on Facebook, but go to USA.life as well. So let's do this real quick. Father, I thank you for those that are listening under the sound of my voice tonight, Lord, that are represented by their state, represented by their country, represented by their family, whoever the high priest of their home is, whether it's the man, whether it's the woman, or whether it's both tonight, the husband or the wife. Lord, I pray the blessings of the Lord upon their families. I'm asking, Heavenly Father, according to your word, that, Lord, you would surround them, keep them, bless them, and prosper them. I'm asking that the angel of the Lord, Psalms 34:7, you said that the angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear you, and he delivers them out of their troubles. Lord, you said in Psalm 91 that we shall not fear the noisome pestilence. We should not be afraid of the terror at night and the noise and pestilence at noonday. The thousand may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come to our dwelling. Lord, I profess the blood of Jesus over their household, over their family, and over their children, over their business. Lord, I know businesses are shutting their doors, and people are worried sick about the economy, and they're worried about their provision. They're worried about how they're going to pay the bills. Father, I remind you tonight that you're the God of the thousand hills. You're the God of the silver and gold. You said the earth and the fullness thereof is yours. Lord, you said in your word, the psalmist decreed, I was young and now I'm old, and I've yet to see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg of bread. So, Father, I thank you that we are in covenant with Jehovah Jireh. Wall Street's not our source. The stock market is not our source. Our place of employment is nothing but a conduit, but you are our source and we shall not fear. God, you're going to take care of us. We don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to make a way where there's no way. And I thank you, Father. Now, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I declare no weapon forged, or perpetrated against the people of God shall prosper. I'm asking, Father, for a bloodline over their home. Lord, if you put an earthly lamb, if the blood of an earthly lamb was put over the doorpost of the Israelites in the time of Egypt and it warded off the death angel, Father, how much more shall the blood of Jesus is able to keep us, protect us, Lord, and cover us under the shadow of the Almighty in Jesus' name. Father, I bind this dreaded disease. I bind COVID-19. I bind this coronavirus. I forbid it in the name of the Lord to come to our homes, come to our households, come to our marriages, come to our families, our children's, come anywhere near our proximity in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've given us the authority to loose and bind. Father, we bind the forces of the enemy. We bind this virus in Jesus' name. And we loose the assignments of heaven. We loose the word of heaven. We loose the word of God. We loose the promises of God unto us. And in him are yes and amen to those that believe. And Father, we thank you for these precious promises, for the word of God, for the blessing of the Lord. We thank you. And all God's people said yes and amen in Jesus' name. All right, guys. God bless you. We will see you guys tomorrow.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.